Before we get started, this show is about the game HeroClix. It's kind of like chess, but with superpowers. We realize we're complete, total, utter nerds about it. But you know what? We don't even care. This is Clixin' It. So if you're a noob, a casual player, or an insane competitive junkie, you found your new home. And now, your gaming superheroes, Adam, Dan, Kane, Austin, and Miles. Let's do this.
Hello, everybody out there in Clixland, and welcome to another episode here on Clixing It. I, like always, am your host, Adam, and with me today is nobody. So, you guys have probably been wondering, where the hell have I been the last couple months? My business has been kind of getting out of control. I've been putting a lot of after-hours works into there. Also, my son has been playing Pokemon a lot, and it's really gotten me into that. And I've kind of had to decide if I wanted to continue with HeroClix or go with my son to play Pokemon. Because with the store that he is playing at, it only plays on Sundays, and that's where we play for HeroClix is on Sundays as well. So I'm kind of taking a little bit of a break from HeroClix right now. I'm not abandoning the game. I'm not abandoning the podcast right now, but I just have so much on my plate right now that I can't manage Pokemon, HeroClix, my business, and also I started working out a ton lately. I'm going like 3-4 times a week. So I'm really focusing on my family right now, and that's why I haven't done any podcasts with any of the teammates. I haven't been really going to any events lately. I'll still play casual at our store every now and then, but it's really rough because I want to get my son into playing games. HeroClix is just a little bit too much for him right now. Pokemon's a lot easier game for him, and he just loves it. It's such an easy game for us to just sit down and play rather than HeroClix, where we have to come up with our team, set up our sideline, all that kind of stuff. And like I said, the rules for it are a lot more complicated than they are for Pokemon. So that's kind of where I've been right now. So I do apologize for the lack of podcasts. You know, we never did our Phase 2 review. But on the bright side, teammate Ryan Redman has started his own podcast, Degeneration Clix. So definitely go check them out. I know you can find them on Apple Podcasts. Don't type in HeroClix when you try to find them. You got to type in their actual name, Degeneration Clix. And he does that with Dan and Miles. So if you're looking for another channel to listen to, definitely go check them out. But like I said, I'm not abandoning the game right now. I'm just taking a break. For me personally, the last two sets for HeroClix weren't the best, so I guess that's kind of drawn me a little bit away from HeroClix. Wasn't a fan of Wheels, really didn't like Phase 2, especially with all the shipping, or not shipping errors, but just errors in general with that set. I'll see if I come back a little bit for X-Men. I'm pretty sure I'll come back for Justice League or Jurassic League, because that's just a cool concept for me. But I wanted to give you guys kind of a heads up of where I haven't been lately. I heard Adapticon was a blast. Congratulations to Lucas on winning 300 Modern. The thing about that was he literally made a YouTube video of his strategy on what he was going to do. Like he told you guys how he was going to play that team. So you like talk about scouting in HeroClix, which has never been a thing before. He literally said, "This is my team. This is how I'm playing it." And he went 9-0. He went 6-0 in Swiss, and then just went through the top 8, I think it was, and won it. And then he ends up pulling a Kevin out of one of those mystery box, paint box things that they have going on there. So congrats to Lucas. My God, he actually, it's like playing poker and him showing his hand, and he still beats you. For the Clixing It crew down there, I know nobody except for, no, nobody made it for top eight because Ethan was down there. Matt Peterson was down there. Ryan was down there. Dan was down there. Dan started off hot. He was 3-0 on the first three rounds, and then he had some troubles, I guess, in the last three rounds and finished 3-3. Ryan ended up, I think, 2-3 and had to drop. But overall, good showings on their parts. Cheesehead was down there doing the Super Sealed and things like that, and so was Ryan's wife and son. So it sounded like a blast down there. It really felt like it gave a Origins-esque feel to it, which for me personally was my favorite convention that HeroClix went to. I was never the big fan of Gen Con. Never went to Worlds because, so I don't have a opinion in that matter. But if I do get back in the clicks soon, and I'm still in it next year, definitely going to have to check out Adapticon next year. But as of right now, with being a small business owner, it's just crazy busy with the paperwork and the accounting aspect of it and selling myself to brides and wedding shows and things like that. I got to get that Shark Tank money that Scott Crampton did. Congrats to him, by the way, if you haven't seen that episode. But that's kind of where I'm at with HeroClix. Like I said, I'm not done with the game yet. I'm sure some people thought I was because we haven't done a podcast in about a month. I've been selling all my rare Chase figures. Like, I sold all my Black Lanterns except for Superman, of course. More for the fact that I'm doing it for my son, because I have been buying Pokemon cards stupidly a lot lately. But I want to get his collection up. I've always wanted a game for him and me to play, and this HeroClix wasn't it. And he's really enjoying Pokemon. So that's where my life is right now. Hoping to get back into clicks a couple months down the road. And the podcast will be back. But definitely check out Degeneration Clicks with Ryan and them. He does a phenomenal job. I know he just did a set review with the Phase 2. And he'll be talking about his Adapticon experience that he did over there as well. But yeah, that's it. I just wanted to give you a quick update of where I was. I'm still going to be doing the Patreon. Probably more of my rare figures that I have left. Just because, like I said, I don't really play that competitively that much and that often. So there's no reason for me to hold on to those figures. So I'd rather have them go to a good cause for you guys out there. And I'm just going to be strictly casual for a while. So, not done yet. But just taking a little bit of a break from HeroClix right now. But yeah, that's it for me, guys. I wish I had more to say about it, but yeah, that's where I am right now. It sucks, but being my age with kids and a wife, you kind of have to pick your hobbies. And if you have too many of them, it just becomes overwhelming with work, hobbies, family, working out, all that kind of stuff. So thanks again for all the support you guys have been showing over the last 4 years. Like I said, we will be back, but we're just taking a little bit of a hiatus right now just so I can catch my breath. So until next time, guys, just remember, not all superheroes wear capes. Some roll dice. I'll see you around.